Dear God, help us to hear your voice and know more and more your abounding love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. In my experience, the best stories and the best adventures start with crazy and bold ideas. Like the idea to go on a surf trip to Panama that resulted in a trip to the hospital with E. coli. Or the decision while I was in Egypt to take a 24-hour bus trip to Jerusalem that was just me and 45 Russians on a bus. I saw a lot of really cool things, and I honestly have no idea what they were because they were described in Russian. We got to the Dead Sea, and I, of course, decided I wanted to go swim in the Dead Sea. But before that, everyone gathered beside the bus so they could give you instructions about what to do and what not to do. Those instructions were, of course, in Russian, so I understood not a bit of it and just ran straight into the water and dove in, eyes wide open, which ended up being rather painful. I had tears pouring from my eyes for a few hours, but great adventure. Some adventures like that have bad things, negative things that happen, and that's what makes the story good. Others are good, like the decision that I had to open a record label, or the decision I had to quit practicing law and go work for the church. All of these were sort of crazy ideas that made for great adventures and great stories. This weekend, I had what was maybe the craziest idea of my entire life. I decided to get engaged. And round of applause for Ann Taylor, who's over there. That's my fiance. So anyway, that's what happened to me this weekend. Bold, crazy idea, which I'm sure will turn into a great adventure with plenty of ups and downs and everything in between. But I got the ring this Wednesday afternoon. And as soon as the email came from Tammy Toms, who I believe is here today. She works at Carreras. It's where I bought the ring. As soon as the email came, I got hit with a wave of emotions that I honestly don't have the experiential lexicon to even say what they were. These are emotions that I've never experienced in my life. All good, all exciting, just tons of them bubbling to the surface in ways that I had never experienced. And I was giddy, and I was sort of worthless at work for the next several days because all I was doing was trying to plan my proposal and the party that we were going to have after that. But one thing that I kept doing, and this is probably a little bit embarrassing, whenever Ann Taylor wasn't around me, I kept pulling out the ring and staring at it. See, I had spent an absurd amount of time doing internet research, calling people, trying to make sure that I got the absolute best ring I could get for my budget. I spent hours doing internet searches and looking at different ring options and different setting options. I know so much about diamond cut and clarity and color and all of that right now that might be another career path down the line. Sometimes, this is the real embarrassing part, a lot of times actually, I would even put the ring on my pinky finger just so I could look at it in the light and make sure that it was exactly what I wanted, even though it was too late to do anything about it at that point. But this ring that I spent all this time staring at and working on and admiring, before I gave it to Ann Taylor, this ring was literally just an expensive piece of metal and rock. It was when I gave it to her and asked her to marry me that it took on the significance of what it is, an engagement ring. And I think that's like what Jesus is talking about in today's passage when he tells the audience that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. By themselves, salt and light are just elements. Salt in a salt shaker is just a collection of minerals. Light, if you're in a room with no windows and no doors, might technically be light, but if no one sees it, it doesn't do anything. It's when these elements are added to things, when they're brought into the world, that they take on their true essence, their true meaning. Salt, while nothing is just a rock, when you add it to food, changes things. It highlights the flavor. It brings it out. And it's necessary. Think about mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, or chips at a Mexican restaurant. Before you add the salt, they're kind of boring. They're kind of bland. And then with just a little bit of salt, all of the flavors pop. All of the excitement comes with it. In light, we can see what it does when it's added to things. We see the light coming in from here. We see the light from above. It makes it so we can see each other, so we can encounter each other, so we can read what's in our bulletins, what's in the scriptures, what's around us. All of these things, when added to something else, become something more than what they were before. So, as we've talked about, we're in the liturgical calendar season of Epiphany. This is when we celebrate and remember the ways that we have encountered Christ and understood who Christ is. This sermon that Christ is giving in the book of Matthew from today's reading, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. It was kind of Jesus' magnum opus as he was on earth. This was his big sermon where he laid out the new vision of what the world would be under Christ's reign. We talked about the Beatitudes a couple weeks ago and how in God's kingdom everything is sort of turned on its head. Blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the meek. We've talked about how in Epiphany it's these encounters with Jesus that indelibly imprint something on our hearts, on our minds, that forever change us because of how profound they are. And that's what's meant when it says a city on the hill cannot be hid. I think that's Jesus saying that when we encounter Christ, when we become followers of Christ and disciples of Christ, we become something different, something that stands out, and something that can't be changed. And today he also uses the metaphor of salt and light to explain what happens when we have our epiphany moments, when we encounter Christ and become changed by the love and the light of Christ. He tells us that we become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We become something that now, because of what's been given to us, we're meant to bring out to the world. Like salt and like light, our faith and our joy and our understanding of the love of God is something when it lives within us, but it's something that's meant to be brought out and shared to everyone around us. We are meant to bring the light of Christ, the light of God that we know, and bring it to the dark places in this world. Find the places where there's pain and fear and shine the light of love upon it. Find the places where there's wrong and hurt and shine the light of truth upon it so that change can happen. We're meant to take the divine salt that's been poured out into our hands and sprinkle it on the world around us, to bring that flavor of love and reconciliation and life that we have to others so that they can experience the love of God that we know. In the Episcopal Church, one of the things we don't usually like to talk about is evangelism and discipleship, right? Like those words sort of have some negative cultural connotations and we shy away from them. But this is what discipleship and evangelism are. It's us taking this love and bringing it out into the world to share what we've been given, what we've experienced, and to bring God's love to the places in the world that need it, to connect other people to that divine source that we have through Christ. And obviously, none of us are ever going to be perfect. Sometimes we are going to try to hide our light under the bushel. Sometimes we're going to keep our salt shakers to ourselves. And that's all right, because we have reconciliation and redemption and forgiveness and all of that through Christ Jesus. So because of that, we get to be bold and every day start again bringing the light of God to the world, bringing the salt of the divine to the world to give it that flavor of love. So, let's do that. Let's go forth and be salt and light to this world. Let's bring the light of love to the dark places and to the hurt and to the wrongs and help shine light upon it and reconcile the world to God. Let's bring the salt of our spirituality and our faith to others so that they can experience God like we do. But most importantly is why we do this. Let's do this simply because Christ did it for us. Let's love sacrificially like Christ loved us.